place. What's good in the neighborhood? Let me see what's popping. Let me see. Hold on. Let me. Oh man, you talking about? All right. Yeah. Let me get this thing popping. Testing. All right. Yo, what the hell's going on here? I'm already fucking things up already. All right, what's good, good peoples in the neighborhood? Hopefully y'all are hearing me. I don't hear anything with this dang on this radio shit. This thing is goofy. This shit is pure goofy. Oh man, let me see what's going on. All right. Oh, okay. All right. Let me see. All right, the microphone is going. All right, what's up, good people? This is Butch of the Be In This Show. It's been a long time, people. A long time. It's been like forever. I wasn't going to even do this. But, hey, I'm in a new location. I'm out of that damn city of Philadelphia. Now, I'm not hating on my city. The city is the city. But I had to go. You know, it was time for me to get up out of there. You know, and move on. So I'm down here in the sunshine state in Florida. So I'm just down here chilling for the time being. I got some things I gotta take care of still up there, me and my brother. But other than that, all is well on the Being In Show. Yeah, a lot going on. A lot. I mean. As everybody know, I've been doing this for a while, on and off, having fun with it. And I've been watching a whole lot of podcasters do their thing. Not hating, I'm enjoying it. I'm very much enjoying what they're doing and what they're trying to accomplish. But at the same time, I'm like, this is crazy. Like, what's going on out here? I mean, it's like every week somebody is in some damn trouble out here in the world. Like the latest thing is you can't even go out and go to a Coldplay concert and with your mistress without getting caught. Like, yo, how stupid can you be? Like, yo, I mean, listen, if you out there cheating and you, I'm not condoning anything. They are grown as adults. They both was married. And I guess that it was, what they call it, a work spouse. If you going out here doing some work spouse stuff, don't do the concerts and you out and about. I mean, for them to be that comfortable, they've been at it for a long ass time. And then you gotta look at it, we don't even know if the other spouses knew about the situation. And then they probably be like, you go ahead and do your thing, and I do my thing. But now it just brung to the attention. Now all of a sudden it's like, oh, now I got to do things. Like, I mean, like I said, I'm not saying you go out here and cheat on your spouse, but at the same time, you got to be more careful, people. Now I know y'all probably like, damn, we got an echo in here. Listen, look, this house that I'm at is a nice size crib. I have furniture. I do. I have a bunch of furniture. I got TVs. I got everything going on. But where I'm at, I can still fit some more furniture in some areas and stuff. I would show y'all, you know, use the camera and show. But y'all don't need to see all that. But back to the cheating. The cheating. Woo, man. If it's not cheating, people is just doing all types of crazy stuff out here. I mean, Philadelphia just got over this trash thing in which, I'm really glad it's done and it's over with. But at the same time, it's like, yo, the people that's actually picking up your garbage, picking up your trash, at least pay them. Now, I'm not sure if it's true or not. I don't think the mayor of the city of Philadelphia, which remind me, what was the girl, the young lady, she was like, I'm the super mayor, Tiffany Hagert. Well, I can't even think of her damn name. Now, I ain't going to say she's coming off like that, but she was coming off like that. A bunch of loud talking and all this, and I'm full of people and all that, but the people that's picking up, it's keeping the city going. This paying, you know, just keeping the city clean. Pay them a decent wage. Like, I don't believe that a person living in a big ass city have to do overtime to actually make a living. Overtime should be a blessing. Like, oh yeah, I got some overtime. I got 8 hours this week. Got a little extra money. You shouldn't have to be doing a mandatory 8, 16, or 24 hours overtime just to make ends meet, just to pay your rent, let alone if you have a family, let alone if you're paying child support, let alone if you're paying anything other than just your rent and your bills and your car note and all that other stuff. Like, you should, I'm not trying to say that everyone should be making $100,000 plus or whatever, but damn, at least bring them up from whatever they was paying them, what, 17 and some change? Like, come on. Like, I couldn't do it. And that is, honestly, that is a young person, man or woman, whatever, how you identify, that is a young person's job. Man, who's going to be up on them damn, have you seen a 60-year-old slinging some trash back and forth in this, man, that is hard, back-breaking work. That's too much. But they got an agreement, which I heard that it's not really that good. You know, 3% across the board type of thing. Like, you know, DC 33, like, that's that big union. Now, you know, I think the teachers is coming up. And no, SEPTA's going on strike soon. They asked for an increase. There's an increase of fare, so they're going to charge the people of Philadelphia more money to ride SEPTA, and they're taking away some of the services. And then you got the temple nurses. They out there. They right now, I'm not saying, you know, it's for the city, but the nurses, pay them. These the ones that keeping your ass alive. Especially in Philadelphia, especially Temple, because Temple is a high trauma hospital. And we all know, you know, according to our current president, that bad things happen in Philadelphia. And if bad things happen to you in Philadelphia and you somehow got shot or you got assaulted or you just slip and fall and break something on your own, pay them damn nurses, pay them people. Like, yo, I mean, don't get me wrong. Look, them nurses, especially them LPNs, they call them the low-paying nurses, and the RNs, yo, it's not like they do 8 hours. They be doing 12, 16 hours every day, at least 12. They eat standing up. They don't have no rest whatsoever. They constantly on the go. And you'd be like, yo, they don't have no, I mean, it's horrible. Now, I'm not saying, you know, it's not like I got a take in this. I don't. But RN and these LPNs and all these medical, look, I know doctors do their thing, you know, and it's not like, oh, doctors are getting paid. Look, they did. You in school for damn near 12, 13, 16 years. You school forever. You in debt like crazy. And then after a couple of years and your residency and all that, yeah, you can pay that off. LP, RNs, yeah, they in debt too, but they make, I mean, look, they the backbone. These damn nurses and, you know, they the backbones of these daggone, these hospitals. Pay them. Seriously, pay these people some money. You know, you working for the city or you working for these corporations in the city or you working plain and simple. Pay them. Because, you know, you be on that damn table for a long time with a wound coming out. I mean, you be sitting right there looking crazier than dog shit. Wondering, like, what the hell happened? Yeah. So, like I said, look, I just came on this thing here because it's been a long time since. And I've been posting some stuff. I had to do a move. Like I said, I'm down here in a sunny, sunshine state. I'm chilling down here. There's a whole lot going on. It's a lot that I really want to talk about because I ain't going to lie to you not. Butch, I still hold grudges. I do. I hold grudges. I can't stand people back from elementary school, okay? I don't wish none of you damners, none of these fuckers well. Okay? I hope everything bad happened to you and you only. All right? I that's right. Sometimes a person got to keep that hate going. And you know why? Because it keeps you going, keeps you motivated. Ain't nothing like walking into a room and then you be like, look at all these damn people in there. They hate my ass. And that's truth. Yeah, that's the truth. I got people at my old raggedy ass job still hating on me. I ain't been there in years. Been left. Try to line my ass up like a shape up. I got a grown ass man, damn near 50. He ain't older than me yet, but he's damn near 50. And still worrying about who I was sleeping with back in 1988. What type of shit is that? That is the most, and I always said this. For a person to just hate you for no reason, it's only three things, right? It's only three things. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. It's some type of financial thing. Like you look good, you know, you got the latest gear on or whatever, but you know, you got money going on. Like you manage your money quite well. You might have a home, might have a nice car, whatever. Or some woman. Like, damn, I like him. Why you like him for? He ain't shit. Like, hating on you because that woman or so see you and like you and like, damn, I like how, you know, money move. I like he's thorough. I might want to get in touch with him. He's an intellectual or whatever case may be. Right? And third and not least, that dude want to have relationship with you, with that dude. Yes. Now, I'm not saying it's okay. I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong. If that's your type of tea or whatever, go ahead, handle your business or whatever. But that's it. That's only three reasons. Money, woman, or he want to have relationship with that man. This motherfucker is two out of the three. Then again, it might be all three. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Like, yeah. And then... Yeah, I really can't wait because I really want to get into the whole nitty gritty of this, and I want to really talk about this, and I really want to have a form of other people coming through, and we talk about, you know, the bullshit at the job. Yeah, that's it. You know, that might be my next thing. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna plan this out really good, and talk about bullshit at your current job. All right, because I had seriously bullshit. At the job. It's nothing worse than working around a bunch of people that's uneducated, that's ignorant as shit. All right. And then they get a good job and they're making damn near 80 plus and making good money. They're the most ignorant individuals you can work with. There's nothing educational about them at all. They just come there and it's like I said, it's good jobs. But it's individuals that work in some of these jobs that ain't shit. Like, they just stupid, dumb, and just be jealous. Like, how can you be jealous of a person that you've been working there probably just as longer than this other person, and you jealous of him? And then fucking got a brand new car. How he get that? What the hell? Like, I believe that some of these men that they say that they men got manginas. Yes, that's the word, mangina. They walking around with coochies. Seriously, mangina. It bleeds every month. They got to use Kotex or some type of pad. Grown-ass men worrying about another grown-ass man. That's crazy. This is what I was going through. This was what I was going through, man. I had hoes talking shit. I mean straight whores. Whores behind. When I say a whore, I mean like as in a whole hooker with another hooker that's not even born yet talking stuff. I'm like, damn, you hating on me? Dude that's damn near in the 60s, lighting inanimate liking objects up in his backside, talking shit about me, and said it out there in public, That's what he liked. And everybody was clowning him. He was quiet as hell. Bulls that follow you on Instagram and you might got some female friends or what's up, and all of a sudden you look at, you know, you might send them a message, and then the person at the job is following your friends. Like, that's the most creepiest, diabolical shit. I don't know. It must be this new generational thing. You know, they must be the ones that, you know, they be in the DMs, creeping in the DMs. Like, that's crazy. Like, you're following me to follow some of the female friends that I have or family or whatever. That's the most creepy shit I've ever seen in my life. That's some of them slick motherfuckers. They quiet, but they do that. And especially when one of your friends like, yo, do you know this character? I'm like, yeah, I work with this punk ass motherfucker. Yeah, I work with this clown. Why, what's up? He tried to DM me talking about what's up. I'm like, damn, really? Like, I don't control nobody. I'm not in the coochie management no more. I'm not in the coochie management. I'm done with being, you know, a coochie manager. But seriously? Like, this is the newest thing. Like, you don't got no interpersonal communicational skills, but you creeping in somebody's DMs that you're following. That's the most weird shit I ever seen in my life. These are the type of individuals that I work with. Straight suckers. And it be the men. It be the men doing this. A lot of the females that I work with, they was just ignorant, four block radius type of girls, women that I work with. And I say four blocks. They live in this area. They go four blocks up, four blocks this way, four blocks in a big circle, four block radius chicks. They don't never leave the city. They live in west, they stay in west. They live in north, they stay in north. And that's it. They come back and forth to the job, and that's it. Ignorant as can be. And then they look at it like you work with these damn individuals and you quiet. See, my thing was this. I don't get along with rats. I'm an exterminator. You never seen an exterminator go and negotiate with a rat. Like, hey, take this cheese. You want this cheese? Take this cheese and go away. What do exterminators, what they known for? To get rid of them. I'm not promoting any type of, you know, shoot them up thing, but they get rid of rats and rodents, infestation. These are the type of individuals that I work with. These are the type of individuals that was bullied in school and they get a nice little job position and they thinking they the shit. Yeah. One of these individuals was just, he was so jealous of me because he's a young boy. That half the chicks that I was dealing with back in the day that he liked, I was trashing and smashing them. And he, 35, 40 years later, close to 40 years later, this motherfucker is harping about that. I've never understood that. I mean, I can understand, you know, like I said earlier, I can't stand some people since high school, middle school, elementary school. This takes it to a whole new level of hateful and jealous, because back in the day, your ass couldn't pull no woman. You was lazy as shit on the basketball court. By the time you learned how to break dance, motherfuckers out there making money in '88. Now, I'm not promoting any type of sales of any type of thing. There's some people was getting some money, and I was getting some money. And if I happen to buy these chicks some 4217s, in other words, the Reebok Classics or the Lacoste Sportifs or my favorite, the K-Swiss, and I was smashing and trashing your ass, let that go. Now, these women right now, I would never look them up. Half of them I don't even remember. They church people now. But somehow you bringing this up at a job that no one, I don't even know none of these damn clowns. Yeah. Yes, these are the type of individuals that I used to work with. So I know I can't wait to talk about this later on to say I want to get a form and talk about dumb crap at the workplace, stories at the workplace, mother effers that's been hating on you at the workplace, because I know everyone got stories. Everyone has stories. And then they think they slick at the same time. And I'm like, yo, I'm reading your ass. Like, are you serious? And then they look at you like you quiet. And they think of your quietness is a sign of weakness. Far from it, nigga. I'm a shark. Far from being weak. But then he's like, I can't go around and start choking out my problems because, you know, you can't do that. You might end up in a cell or whatever. So, yeah, I definitely want to talk about that, you know. But, yeah, it's a lot going on out here in this world, man. I want everybody to be safe. I'm going to move on from the subject because I don't want to get into the whole notion of me hating on them last job and them raggedy punk asses that's still working there and got their tongue up in people's backsides because they, you know, that's what they think they doing and thinking that they doing right. So, you know, they get the middle finger, all right, and they probably like that. And I'm going to move on from it until I get this written down and I can go into full detail. Let it be known because I'm coming out with names and everything. Oh, yeah, it gets real, real deep. I'm coming with full governments. Yup, I can. Because they put it on paper. And if you put it on paper, and I got the paper, and I have the paper, yeah, I'm about to have a shit show on my damn show. Oh, coming back with this is the BNN show Vengeance Tour 2025. I'm going in. I'm going to go in. I'm going to talk about where I was working at. I'm giving full names. Everybody that had that name on that paper, I'm showing it to you. I'm going to show it to the fans. I'm going to show it to the people. And we're going to go ahead line by line and everything. Because Butch had to go through some hell. And I went through some hell. And guess what? I came out victorious, baby. Because every time I put my mind into something, especially when I know that I ain't do nothing wrong, oh, yeah, I'm going to win. And I'm going to trash the shit out of these people. Full government names, descriptions, and everything. Yes, I'm coming out swinging like Sammy Sosa with a baseball bat with allegedly on that juice, but I'm not saying I wasn't there. You know, I'm just going to be swinging at the fences. They have no idea whatsoever. So, all right, let me see what's going on. Let me see. I was going to play some music, but no, I don't even play no music right now. I just want to have some fun. I'm sitting down here in hot as hell Florida. Where if you don't have no AC, please get some AC. It was 92 degrees, 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm sweating chitlins over here in this bitch. All right? And I'm out here. I'm looking. I'm seeing the woods back there. There's some type of creek. I haven't seen Big Gator yet, but I heard he's around. And I'm going to let his ass stay right there. All right? I've been seeing all types of animals down here. I've been seeing woodpeckers, some type of crane bird that you ain't allowed to touch. I've been seeing red robins, all types of lizards, frogs in the middle of the damn night. Crazy work down here. But you know what I didn't see? I didn't see nobody with some poo shiesties on, and I ain't hear no damn ice cream trucks. And I don't miss none of that shit. I really don't. So, yeah, well, as of right now, like I said, I'm just having fun with this thing here. I done forgot how to turn this damn thing on. I was just all over the place. But like I said, I'm just going to go ahead and just say I'll be back. I'm going to go ahead and make sure, you know, I'm going to get this thing together. I'm going to type this up. I'm going to go ahead and try to get some couple people. And then I'm going to definitely have it all on a platform such as Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and anything. It's going to be live and direct. Everybody's going to be able to come in, tune in, chime in, whatever, and have fun with that. All right? But as of right now, it's some things that I definitely want to do. Like being so down here in this new state, it's a couple restaurants that I need to visit because being a vegan, alcoholic vegan, but being a vegan is crazy nasty work down here because there's not really that many restaurants that cater to us. It was one vegan restaurant I was going to go ahead because I got the little Happy Cow app. And I went to go see one of the damn restaurants, and they was like, I went there. They was like, we are on vacation. We see you sometime. They said sometime in August. Not even a date. I said, damn, I ain't never see a restaurant that closed. I'm like, we see y'all sometime in August. So it's like, you know, I'm on this this thing of I got to go and find certain restaurants, and I'm definitely going to go ahead and go to this one restaurant somewhere in Boca Raton somewhere. I'm going to go ahead and take that little trip, drive down there, and try this vegan restaurant. And, yeah, I'm going to definitely go do that. I actually did try a Jamaican spot that catered to vegans as well. And it was good. I ain't going to get me wrong. They had this jerk tofu scramble thing. They gave me a boatload of rice. I'm like, yo, I just need one scoop, maybe two. She was like, nah, I got to fatten you up. I'm like, I'm already fat. Like, yo, what the hell? And they did the stir fry. They did the cabbage the whole 9 yards. And it was good now. It was good. I was like, I'm definitely going to have to try this again because I was starving. But I'm definitely going to try this again. But I'm definitely going to go to this other vegan restaurant. It's about like an hour away from here. I'm going to go ahead and get on 95 and head on down and check that out. I'm going to check that out. You know, I'm not saying I'm going to be some food reviewer or whatever. It's enough of those out there already. You know, you give a review to somebody restaurant and be like, yo, this food is trash. All of a sudden, you getting death threats of your opinion. Like, listen, look, not everything is good. All right? Not everything is good. Like, you know, some of your restaurants, some of your food sucks. Some of y'all be putting 9-liter Skittles trail mix in the potato salad. That don't go in there with chunks of carrots. No. Nah, uh-uh. No, nah, we don't do that. We definitely don't do that. You know, they putting Pop Rocks in the devil eggs. We don't do that here. Talking about it's a, you know, a fizzy sensation when you eat these devil eggs. We not eating that. That's a no-go. So I'm going to go to a couple of restaurants and, you know, I'm not going to post it. I would say my piece that I'm going to such and such restaurant. I'm going to have some fun. You know, I might take a couple pictures or whatever. And then I'm going to eat the damn food like a savage. And if it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not. And I just give you my opinion. Like, yo, I went to this restaurant. Shit was off the chain. It was nice. It was, you know, hospitality. The food was good or it wasn't good. But at least they treated me right. The drinks was good. The drinks wasn't. You know, now don't get me wrong now. I normally go to a place and get a drink. I always go get an old-fashioned drink. If I want to, just give me an old-fashioned. And I judge a whole entire bar on an old-fashioned, how it is. If it's, you know, if you want to be creative and make it smoky and peaty, cool. But don't give me no old-fashioned with all types of fruit and salad all up in my damn liquor. I don't want no damn sweet liquor. I don't want no sweet drink. You know, one ice cube, you know, not even the orange, nah, not even the cherry. Just keep it simple. Motherfuckers put a whole fruit salad up in there. I got watermelon, fucking orange peels and cherries and cantaloupes all up in my damn drink. I'm like, what the hell is this? So I won't be entertaining that. So yeah, we, you know, I'm going to have some fun with this thing here. I'm definitely going to have some fun. For the podcasters that still out here doing their thing, listen, man, have fun. Just don't be coming out doing no racial shit and going on a radio show and they call your ass on it and then you start crying. There's no crying in podcasting, people. Nah. Take your punishment like a man or a woman. Stand 10 toes down. If you're a rat bastard, be a rat bastard all the time. Don't come out here and sing about one thing and then all of a sudden you want to be reformed. Be the hateful, vindictive bastard that you are. Keep it 10 toes down. Be ignorant. constantly. All right, do that. Don't change. Be your evil ass self. If you're funky, you're funky. And speaking of funky and nastiness, let me tell y'all something. A white washcloth will tell you how dirty your ass is, all right? You hear me out. Get a white washcloth and go out get that ass in some water with some that Dr. Bonner soap, that damn saddle soap, and you'll find out how dirty your ass is. You know, some people don't even use washcloths. Some people don't even wash their feet. They let the soap go down. Some people don't even wash their hands. Nasty. Nasty ass heathens. Nasty work, people. Nasty. Okay? Wash up. Take a damn shower. Someone told me that they only take a bath. No. They don't change their sheets. Like, frequently. They like, nah, they sometimes they sheets be on their bed for damn near a month. Some people actually don't even wash their, you know, not the spread, like the quilt or whatever, or the pillowcase. That's nasty. Okay. Also, I don't know about you, but I only use a towel once. Hear me out. Because I was told by a nurse, use the towel once. If you're not going to wash clothes right then and there, hang it up so it can dry. So when it's dry, you throw it in the washing bin. Yes, I have that many towels. And if my towels start looking nasty, I throw them out. I don't keep old-ass towels and old-ass T-shirts talking about they work or they workout clothes. No, my workout clothes is new. My towels is new. My old towels are new. I throw them out. Yeah, because look at it this way. You washing up. You taking a shower. Damn, I can't believe I'm going to sit there and have a conversation about hygiene. But I'm going to tell you because some of y'all nasty asses need to do that. When you got a fresh towel and you cleaned up and you using soap, you are with a rag or some type of loofah or something and stop raw dogging the soap. And I mean taking the soap and putting it on your body. Ew, you got hair, you putting the damn soap in your ball sack and you're all up in your crack, and then you got hair all over it. And you expect somebody new to get in there and use that damn soap and put that soap, that hairy ass soap on their face? We ain't doing that. That's why it's always good to get that liquid soap, use a washcloth. Okay, that said, you get out the shower, you got a fresh towel, you dry off, and you get that dead skin or whatever the case may be, maybe because you're nasty. You wipe it off. So you got dead skin on that fresh towel. It's still wet. Because if you're not doing laundry, you put it in your damn hamper. You don't want that mildew smell. That shit is nasty. You know, even though it's good to use them scented beads, that damn, that fabric softener. You use some good detergent. If it's white or whatever, you use that, you know, Clorox for the bleach. Clorox with color Clorox. And then you use that bear, that fabric softener sheet. There you go. Perfect. You might want to do all that. But if you're not washing clothes, you can hang that same towel up till it's dry. Now, this is the part that I was trying to say. You get a new towel in the morning time. Once that dry, throw that in the damn hamper, get a new towel. Because if you go in there and you take another shower, that dead, damn, dirty-ass skin cells that's on that damn old-ass towel that dried is sitting there. You got dried skin, dried dirt inside the damn microfiber of that towel. And then you got your wet body and you taking that dirty ass towel and you wiping that shit back on you again. Don't do that. Toss it. I was told by others that my OCD is kind of psychotic. That's a no-go. Don't be doing that. Just use a towel. And then you can use a towel for a couple of days. That's the average. Well, you're nasty. That's just me. I use a towel once and one time only. That's simple, right? If you don't like it, oh well. But I will look at you like your ass is dirty. Trust and believe me. I'm like, oh yeah, your ass is dirty and you nasty. Yeah. Look. Hey, I ain't the only one. I am not the only one, all right? And I was told that, and I stick by it. right? Just walking around smelling like raw ass. Nasty. Nasty. Also, it's summertime. It's hot as hell out here. Put some damn deodorant on. Okay? Get some deodorant. Now, I don't like the... I use Schmitz. Now, you know, they're not... I'm just saying I use Schmitz because they don't got that that aluminum in it. You know, but it smells really good. Thyme used to be cool, but Thyme, you put that on there, 10 minutes later, your armpits smelling like a damn hoagie from South Philly. No, we don't want that. All right? I'm not saying Thyme's is bad, but I don't know what they cut back on the smell, whatever. But Schmidt deodorant is perfect. All right? I don't use the other stuff because it got the aluminum in it, got the arms in it, and you don't want that. You want something that's natural, whatever. Good. Don't have that aluminum in it. Put knots in your arms. Shit, be looking. You don't want that. But yeah, it's summertime. Put some damn deodorant on, okay? Also, ladies and some men, y'all walking around here wearing these damn tights. Yes, there's some men out here. And it's not just the ladies. Them tights is smelling like football practice. Take them shits off and wash them. Put the little scented bees in there. And warm water, whatever, wash it alone, turn it inside out, put some of that up in, put it in the crotch area. Let that thing wash. Let that thing marinate in that water. Clean that thing out. You might want to do it two times. All right. There's nothing wrong with cleaning your clothes, but don't be wearing some shit that you wore and then you just going, oh, I wore it already. I don't got to wash it. I'm gonna just hang it up. You cannot hang up the funk and stop ironing your shorts that you wore already and you ironing in the crotch and that shit smelling like a trash truck juice, smelling like a fish market, smelling like open ass, smelling like a hind leg of hyena. No, go and wash that thing. It's nasty, nasty, nasty work. So, again, I'm glad I went on here. I'm going to do this more frequently. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to get this thing together. I promise you, you know, I'm going to start doing this thing every Sunday on and on. You know, trying to do that 7 to 9 thing or 7 to 8 thing or whatever. Just to get out of here, just to have people say, hey, you're back. Have fun, what you've been doing. There's some other people that I need to see. Shout out to the twins. They on YouTube. Think Twice Podcast, the twins. That's my brothers, Marine Corps, Semper Fi, all the way through and through. Man, they showed me love, man. They've been, you know, they rock my cups. They got my bugs. You know, y'all can go to www.thebeingshow.com, get their merchandise. It's in the link. Go ahead and get a mug, support the show, or not, you know. Send me a middle finger, whatever. But they show some love, and I appreciate that, man. I like that, man. So they on YouTube, Think Twice Podcast, and I definitely suggest y'all go ahead and do that. Also, shout out to my man Fully Red Face. We had that diabolical bet when the Eagles beat my team, the Commanders. He has a podcast as well, Why Did I Get Married podcast. He's down in ATL doing it right. And like I said, man, good people, man, you know, producer. He had to leave Philly to do his thing, and he did that. My twins, they over there in Houston, Texas, which I need to go ahead and make a trip out there. I got, you know, good friends that's out there. Also, I got them out there. I need to go and visit these people. You know, like I said, look, I don't got another 25 years, all right? I'll be happy to live another, you know, every day, but I don't got another 25, 30 years. All right. I'll be damn in my 80s looking crazy. No teeth in my mouth. I'll probably be peeing and pooping on myself around that time. All crazy. It wouldn't be the being in show. It'd be more enough to poop on myself and pee on myself, not remembering shit show. All right. I'm sorry. But, you know, sometimes it be like that. All right. So, look. I'm glad, you know, for the couple viewers that came through. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Damn, I'm clicking on shit that I ain't supposed to. But I appreciate it. So, look, my thing is, be safe out there. Strap up. Penicillin don't cure anything. Be as nasty as you want to be. And a straight jacket can be romantic.